I have a good child tonight. I have one Bar Torah that has more to do with the Parsha and less to do with Nida. The other one has more to do with Nida and nothing to do with the Parsha. So, what do you think should go first? It seems to me like it's the same people. But the same people's always so. Okay. I think we'll start with the parsha. I prepared two divrei Torah because there was supposed to have to do with also something with Shoivavim. So I had one that has to do mostly with the parsha, but a little with Shoivavim, and one which is totally Nida and nothing with the parsha. But I think I'll do the one with the parsha first. That one. And then if we have time, do the other one. Okay. This is mostly really the parsha, but I picked this inyan because it was supposed to do something to do with shaving. So there's a din that koil beisha erva. There's a din of kol beisha erva, which is there's really we'll see about it more as we go through the different halachas here. But by the way the Mishnah Brewer brings it down. In Siman Ayin Hey is that if the singing is coming from an erva, then it's an iser to hear it. So the Mishnah Brewer brings three dugmois of what case of erva. It could either be ishtei nida, or if it's erva mamish, like a eshes ish, or a goya. Kol nochris, those are the three ervas which have an iser of kol beisha erva. Okay, so now the shaila is like this. We have in the parsha, Vatan Lohem Miriam, Shir Lashem Kegoga. So the Mefarshim already medayik that it says Vatan Lohem. It doesn't say Vatan Lohen with a nun for Nekevis. It says Lohem to the Anoshim. So the shaila is why is she being Oin Elohem to the Anoshim? So there's a famous Vart that Rav Chaim says that Shira, when you sing a Shira, it's like Dover Kedusha, it's like Kedusha, it's like Kaddish or Kedusha, that you need a minion. Just like you need a minion to say Kaddish, or you need a minion to say Baruch Hu, or a minion to say Kedusha, so also when you say Shira, it's a Dover Shabbi Kedusha. So Memela, the ladies can't make a minion, they can't make a minion out of Noshim. So they had to answer to the Anoshim. They made the Asara, and then they were like answering to it, so therefore that was how they were able to say it. That's what Rav Chaim said. And where's the Mekoyer? Rav Chaim didn't say, as far as I know, where he got this. Where does it say that saying a Shira is considered a Davar Shabbi Kedusha? So I once heard from a Yid, I think he's a Rosh Yeshiva, his name is Rav Simcha Kraus. He's a Rashiva in New York, in Queens, I think, in, I forget which yeshiva. He said that the Mekoyer is like this, because there's a Gemara, you mentioned this Gemara in Parshas Chayisara. The Gemara says, we need 10 people by Sheva Brachos. Where does it say you need 10 people by Sheva Brachos? So the Gemara brings two sources. One is Boyaz, and the other source, because Boyaz, it says Boyaz took 10 people. The other source is Pasuk in Tehillim, B'mak Helois Baruchu Elokim Hashem Mimkoyer Yisrael. B'mak Helois Baruchu Elokim, you have to bless Hashem with a gathering of a kohol, which is 10. Mimkoyer Yisrael, when you're blessing Hashem about Iske Mekoyer means later, in Yonim of Puravu, then you need 10. So the Gemara says, and if you hold that the Mekoyer of the minion is from Boyaz, so what do we do then with the pasuk of B'makelos? And for the Gemara, we darshin that even the Uborim Shebemei Imon said Shira on the Yam. So we say B'makelos Baruch Elokim with a gathering, bless Hashem, Mimekoyer Yisrael. Even the ones who are in the Mekoyer, even the Uborim which are in the Rechem, Mekoyer means like Lashon for Rechem, and Lashon the Gemara is a Mekoyer, it means the Rechem. Even the Uborim Shebarechem Imam said, Brachat Hashem at Yamsuf. So that's the two possible pshatim the Gemara gives for the pasuk. Either b'makhelos means the minyan is saying a blessing to Hashem about Birkas Chasanim, Sheva Brachas, or it's saying that the b'makhelos, the uborim, said Shira Aniyah. So the Gemara never finished up. The Gemara never explained. If you say it means the Shira on the Yamsuf, what do you do with the word b'makhelos? Why do you need the call? Why do you need the 10 people? So he wanted to say that that's a makor for Rav Chaim saying, because you need a minion in order to say Shira on the Yam. So that's anyways what Rav Chaim says. That you need a 10 people, you need a minion. And they answer to that. Ezoi bezoi, the Talmidim of the Arizal asked, L'chayra, why don't you have a problem of Kol B'Sha'erva? They were learning the same, I don't know if they learned the whole Rav Chaim with the whole thing, but they also were medayik the Lohem, that it says Vatan Lohem. So they had to say to the men, you nerds, with the men. They couldn't be separate. They needed the minion, or I don't know if the Talmidim of the Arizal learned it was because of the minion, or from whatever the reason was, but they were saying it Lohem. So what do you do with the problem of Kol B'Sha'erva? The same kasha is on the Haftorah too. The Haftorah has Vatoshar Devoira Ubarak Ben Avinoyam as Hashira Azois, and then it says a whole Shira that we're going to lay in the Haftorah. So over here, many Svarim ask the kasha. I have a whole Rishima, the Be'er Sheva, the Chida, the Elef Lamate, you know, which is on the bottom of the Mate Ephraim, and the Gilyoyne Ashas. All ask the kasha that L'chayra, what happened to Kol B'Sha'erva? Okay, so before we give the answer, we're going to have to divide up the information that we need into four basic shilas. These four basic shilas, then we can come to find an answer. The four basic shilas are, what is the din of Kol B'Isha Erva? Is it a din that you can't say davening, like Shema and so on, when you have a Kol B'Isha Erva? Or is it a din that you're not allowed to listen to a Kol Isha? Period. Is it a din that you're not allowed to listen to Kol Isha, or has something to do with that you're not allowed to daven when you have Kol Isha? Second shaila is, what kind of koil? Is it only a Kol Isha that is singing, or even a koil of an Isha talking? That's a second shaila. Third shaila is this Isser only if the Isha was a Erva? Was a Erva to the Shoimea? Or is it even any Isha? You can't have Shmias of a Kol Isha even if she's a Pnuya and she's not an Erva at all. And the fourth question is this an Isser Deraisa or is this an Isser Derabon? Okay, these are the four questions. So we'll do each question one by one. So question number one, is the Inyan of Kol B'Isha Erva about davening and Shema and those kind of things? Or is it a din stam? A person may not hear a Kol Isha. So the answer to that question is that we go to there's two Mekoiris, two places in the Gemara where we have Kol B'Isha Erva, two main places where we have Kol B'Isha Erva. One is in Brachas. And Daf Chav Dalet, the Gemara says over there, Tefach Be'ishtoi Erva Le'inin Kriya Shema. There's a din that Le'inin Kriya Shema, even if it's his own wife, if one tefach is megula, meaning a tefach which is usually supposed to be mechusa was megula, then he can't say kriya shema when that tefach is megula. Then the second memra after that, the first one is about the tefach b'ishtai. The second one is from Rav Chisda, shoik b'isha erva. Shoik is a mokum mechusa. And there Rashi says it's for two things. It's one for kriya shema, even by ishtai, even if it's his own wife, it's an erva, can't say shema. And also, by an eshes ish, there's an iser of shoik, period. For any, it's an iser iya bichlal, nothing to do with kriya shema. Then comes the third member in the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, koil b'isha erva. Shenemar ki koilech orev umarech nove. So Rashi says, midu v'shabeyach lo akra b'gavo, shmai mino taivahi. Since it's a Shevach, so it's a Taiva, so Mamela it's Erva. Then the last one is Seir B'Isha Erva. Okay, so you have a whole Gemara of all the different cases. Tefach B'Isha Erva, Shoik B'Isha Erva, Koil B'Isha Erva, Seir B'Isha Erva. So, that's the Gemara itself. Now the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina say that this Gemara of Kol Bisha Erva is also about Shema. The Gemara is trying to say that when you hear the call Ishtoi, even his own wife, it's just like the other Gemara, just like the Tefach Bisha Erva and the Shoik Bisha Erva. It's talking about his own wife. But since he's saying Shema, he's not allowed to say Shema when you have such a erva. The same thing, if it's Koel Ishto, his own wife is singing. So it's an erva that he can't say Shema at that time. Then he goes into two heterim. He says, one is, if you're not Mesim Liboy at all, Eino Mesim Liboy, he writes a Lashon, Eino Shemea Oisa, the Eino Mesim Liboy, that's already a heter. And the Mordechai says, Baba Nuseinu Harabim, we live among Goyish ladies that they're always singing and we can't manage. So it's Eis Lasos Lashem Etir Tayosecha. So we have to say Shema even though we hear Kol Be'isha Erva because it's Eis Lasos Lashem Etir Tayosecha. That's what he says. So Al Kapanim, the Tzara, and the Mordechai adds that Lav Davka Kriya Shema, but who adin every single Davar Shabbi Kedusha. Anything which is like Davar Shabbi Kedusha goes together with Kriya Shema. Oh, very well, very good. The Mishnah Brura, when he brings this down, he says it, and he says it's because it's only the Rabbanan. Since it's only the Rabbanan, that's why we're allowed to say this, Eis Lasos Hashem Efer Teresech. So anyway, it comes out, what the Iker we have to keep focused is that Rabbeinu Yoina and the Mordechai say that the din in the Gemara of Kol Be'isha Erva in Brachas is talking about Ishtai, even his own wife, that it's a din in Kriyashma, that he can't say Kriyashma when he hears Kol Ishtai. Now there is another Gemara that is totally, obviously nothing to do with Kriyashma, and that's the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ayin. The Gemara says over there that Rav Nachman met Rabbi Yehuda and he told Rabbi Yehuda, he's had a lot of things they were talking about there. One of the things says, send shalom to my wife. You, Rabbi Yehuda, should send shalom to my wife, to Yalta. His wife's name was Yalta. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I can't do that. Kol Bisha Erva. Rashi says, if I'm going to say shalom to her, she's going to say shalom back to me. And there's going to be a problem of Kol Be'isha Erva there. That's the Gemara over there. Now, there's no one saying Shema over here. So here we see that there's another din of Kol Be'isha Erva, which is that you're not allowed to hear a Kol, she's an Eishas Ish. You're not allowed to hear a Kol Elisha, even Stamazoi, nothing to do with Shema. So it comes out that according to Rabbeinu Yoina and the Mordechai, you're going to end up with two dinim of Kol Be'isha Erva. So we're going to see about how could that be? This not she's not singing. Right, we'll get to that soon. But Al Kapanim, according to Rabbeinu Yoina and the Mordechai, there are two dinim of Kol Be'isha Erva. One is even Ishtoi. There's an iser to say Davar Shabbi Kedusha. There's another din Kol Be'isha Erva that even if I'm not doing any Davar Shabbi Kedusha, but if it's a Erva, if it's an Eishas Ish and so on, there's an iser to hear the call.
Would it have been different if you would have said ask her a different question, or was it because she said? Said shalom.
Oh, that's what the Rashba says, only by shalom. We're going to mamash get to that. However, the Beis Yosef is medayik that if you look in the Tur, Mechaber, and Rambam, there is no mention of this of Kol Be'isha Erva in Hilchas Kriyashma. They only bring it down in Ebenezer, that it's also to hear the Kol of an Erva. So Memela, the Beis Yosef is medayik from that the Rambam and the Tur hold only of the din in Kiddushin, that it's only a din in Eishas Ish or an Erva, but there's no din by Ishtai. Meaning, if according to the Beis Yosef says, that according to what I'm saying, the Tur and the Rambam hold, that if a person's wife is singing, he's allowed to say Shema while he hears his wife singing. Because there's no, they don't bring that din down. It's only a din that if the Isha who's singing is an Erva, which we said is three cases, either Eishas Ish, or Ishtai Nida has a din of Erva. Or if it's a Nachris, that's an Isser to hear the Isha singing at all. But if it's his own wife, then there's no Isser at all. So the Beis Yosef writes, Abo toiv l'chatchila to be machmer for Rabbeinu Yoina, and don't say Shema if you hear even your own Ishtai, because Rabbeinu Yoina holds there is a din by Shema. So in Shulchan Aruch, he kept to that, and he just wrote Yesh Li Zohir. He wrote Yesh Li Zohir when Ishto is singing, they shouldn't say Shema. The Ramah, Daki Moshe already says, I don't know why it's only a Toiv Li Zohir. If there's Rabbim who hold like Rabbeinu Yoina, you have to be Zohir. It's a din, you can't. Okay. So that's the sikum of question number one. The question number one was, what is the din of Kol Be'isha Erev? Is it a din about Shema, or is it a din about Stam hearing an Isha singing? The answer is, according to the Rambam and Tur, it's only a general din of hearing Isha singing. According to Rabbeinu Yoina and the Mordechai, there's two dinim. There's a din that you can't hear Ishtoi singing when he's saying Shema, and a din that it's also to hear any Isha who's an Erva, even without Shema. Okay. That's question number one. Now comes question number two. Is it only an Isser when you're singing, or is it even an Isser if the Isha is talking? So there's a famous kuntris that the Be'er Sheva wrote, and the Be'er Sheva says that he saw Rabbeinu Yoina's loshen. Rabbeinu Yoina said, don't say Shema if your wife is singing. So he writes, I don't know why the Rabbeinu Yoina put in that word nigin. It's for sure even by talking. Because the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Gemara said that say Shalom, Rav Nachman says to Rav Yehuda, say Shalom to my wife. And Rav Yehuda says, I can't do it because then she's going to say Shalom back. It's going to be called B'isha Erva. Where's the singing? So he says, you see from here that it's also even talking. Now, Lamaise, the Be'er Sheva is going to have to agree that there's some limit to this Isser. Because you have psukim, gemaras, all over the place of a ish talking to a isha. I mean, let's say the lady came to Elisha and she said, my baby died, right? And he came in, all over the place. But no, you go, right, well, they were, all right, I don't know, they were older, so they were maybe Anida, maybe they weren't Anida, I don't know. So they weren't married when they said that. So, but I'm saying, you have tons of stories. Abigail spoke to David HaMelech about her husband. Don't kill my husband. I mean, you could go right and left, wherever you go in the Gemara. So, I don't know. He's going to have some gavul. The way I understand is he holds it some... But there it wasn't Davashir Kedusha. He's going... There is say Shalom.
Shalom is
Shem Hashem. Oh, Shalom is Shem Hashem. That's not the Be'er Sheva says, though. The Be'er Sheva...
That's the Kedusha that you need a minute for. Anything that requires Shema, Shalom.
But if you look in the Be'er Sheva, he doesn't take it that way, though. He says it means. So it looks like L'chari, you're going to have to say that if it's a Shaloi L'tzayrech, I don't know. He doesn't say when the Gvul is. But everyone else argues on him. And they bring that the Rajba already talks about it. The Rajba. Yeah, also, right. Some Achronim bring that right. What do you mean, Altar B'sicha Yimisha? You shouldn't be able to say one word to an Isha. Yeah, they bring that right too. Yeah, so the Rajba already is oimed on this. And the Rajba in Bracha says that you have to say that the din of Koil B'sha Erva is limited either to Zemer, if she's singing, or Dvorim HaMivim L'kir Vadas. So Shoyel and Bishloima Isha was considered a Dover HaMevi L'kir of Das. That's the way that the Rashba writes it. And the Meiri, when he writes it, he first starts off saying, there's Stame Isser, Kol B'Isha. He says, Aval Efshar Loimar, that it's only by Sheila Shalom. Because it's like Zimra. That's his Lashon. Yeah, he doesn't clearly explain why it's like Zimra. The only thing I know is what the Rashba says, because it's Mevi L'kir of Das. So that's what he says. And there's a Maharal Miprag that gives another Hagdara. Maharal Miprag is in Parshas Vayera on the Rashi, that it says in Rashi that it's Derech Eretz that you should ask the husband, Aye Sara Ishtecha. And Rashi says, and it's also Derech Eretz to ask the wife, Al Shloim Baila. So the Mizrahi says, erase that line. It's not true. You should, the Mizrahi right there on the Rashi says, you can't ask the Isha Shleim Baila because she's going to answer you, and that's Kol B'Isha Erva. So the Gur Aryeh says that's not a problem of Kol B'Isha Erva, because the only time that there's an Isser of Kol B'Isha Erva is like the Pasuk says, Hashmi'ini, what's the Pasuk? Hashmi'ini es koylech ki koylech orev umarech nove. That the person wants to hear the koil because it's nice. It's a nice koil. So he says the Isser is if he's miskavin for hana from the koil. The person has hana listening to the koil. But if the reason he's saying the thing is because he has to hear the answer or he has to say the thing, he's not trying to be misnene from the koil, then there's no Isser. So he says, L'moshal, he's doing it because it says in Rashi, Derech Eretz, to ask the Isha, Al Shleim Bailey. He's not doing it for any other reason. So then it doesn't go into the Isser. But if he's doing it because he likes to hear this call, he likes to hear this voice, that's the Isser. So he said, so that's how he explains it. He doesn't explain the Gemara in Kiddushin, Adaf Ayin. What are you going to do over there? Over there, why is Rabbi Huda saying that he's going to have a problem? He's not having any kavona to have an off from the koil. But he just says that's the klal. So this is also really brought in Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Ayin Hei Sif Katan Yud Zayin, not in the name of the Gurai, but in the name of the Chayei Adam. She'im niskaven lahonus me'akol, then he's not allowed to listen to the koil. Okay, so this is beho nechisna of asalikna. It comes out there are three deis in Kol Be'isha Erev. The first one is the Be'er Sheva. He says it means stam. You can't hear a Kol of Be'isha. Nobody brings him. It doesn't seem like anybody holds like that, Lamaisa. Then you have two other deis, which are both brought in Mishnah Berurah. One is singing, or Kirv Das, the Rashba. That Rashba is already brought in the Beis Shmuel and Ebenezer, that if it's a words that are Mekarvis Adas, that's an Isser of Kol B'Isha Erva. And the Mishnah Berurah also brings that if he's doing it for the sake of Hanoah from the Koil, he likes to hear this Koil, then it's also Isser of Kol B'Isha Erva. So that's the answer to Shaila number two. Now comes Shaila number three. Is the Isser of Kol B'Isha Erva only if the woman is a erva, or even if it's a pnuya? So that it says clearly straight in Mishnah Berurah that it's no iser if the isha is a pnuya. He just says that once she's higia to 12 years old, she's bechezkas nida. So then she's a real erva. But less than 12, there is no iser of kol beisha erva. So that's the din according to Mishnah Berurah. There is a parisha, that the Prisha brings one Yesh Mefarshim, he doesn't say who it is. He says there is a Mefarshim that said that Kol B'Isha Erva means that there's a new din, that a Koil of Isha is always considered an Erva, even his own wife. But he says, Loi Nire, Meich Tesi, why should there be an Isser to hear a person's own wife's Koil? There's no not near like that. And Meili Paskin's not like that. He says that it's only tak if the isha is an ervatim. But as we said before, hani mili stam the iser of shmiya bichlal. But legabe shma, there it's even by ishtay. Shaila number four was, is this an iser deraisa or an iser derabbanan? So on this, it's mashma pretty much from the Rambam that it's only a derabbanan. The lashon of the Rambam is, in Isuri Bia Perkachof Aleph Halacha Aleph, Kiruv Basar is the Isser deraisa of Lesikrivu Legalis Erva. Halacha Beis, he says, Osir afil likritz ayin, lirmois be'enav, lischaik ima, lahokal roish, lahariach besamim, lahabit beyoifia, ve'al kol ze, if he's mechin umachavin lazeh, loika makas mardus. So all those things are only makas mardus, the koyritz ayin and lischaik and all those things. And then the third level, he writes, so it's Masha from the Rambam, that's even a lesser Madrega, that it's not even Makas Mardus. There's the top level is Malkus Deraisa. That's Loisikravu Mamish, Kiruv Basar. The second level is Kairitz Ayin, Roimiz Be'enov, Hakol Roish. All those things are all Makas Mardus. Then the lowest level is koil and sar. So that itself is l'chayra pretty mashma that it's a derabbanan, because even the middle level was only makas mardus. But that itself, you can't mamish mechiach 100%, because there are places in the Rambam where the Rambam says makas mardus on a deraisa. Meaning, if it's deraisa, which can't be punished by malchus, sometimes chachamim give makas mardus. And in Rav Avadi Yosef's tshuva about kol be'isha, he brings a little smuchim from a perish mishnayis l'Rambam in the seventh parak of Sanhedrin, where the Rambam talks about l'horiach besamim. The l'horiach besamim was the middle level. That was one of the things, l'horiach besamim shaleha. And over there, the Rambam says that we learn it out from loy sin off. And he brings the Gemara, needed yud gimel, loy tehene af. Loy sin off, we darshan loy tehene af. So the Rambam says, maybe it should be malchus. No. Ein loikin al drosha. The sheet is a Rama Mois is only dover hamafurish bikra. You give malchus. You don't give malchus on a drosha. So Zukhtar Vadia Lechoyer, the Rambam over there, is mashma that it is a deraisa. He's just saying that since it's a drosha, you don't give malchus. So you see that you can't really rely on that diuk. You can't say that since the Rambam said it's makas mardus, it must be, it's only a derabbanan. You see that in that list he had mariach, and still it sounds like the Rambam holds it's a deraisa. So therefore, the whole raya from the Rambam is not a clear raya that it's only a drabbanan. But Lamaisa, the Chaye Yodam, says that it's zikr only drabbanan. We do not have a beferish a pasuk on kol be'isha erva, that there's an iser to hear a kol isha. It's no, the all we have is that pasuk in Shir Hashirim, and it doesn't say over there it's an iser. It just says ki kol eich arev. So Mameli says zikr only a drabbanan. And that's what it says in Mishnah Berurah, as we mentioned earlier. He says that when he brings down the din, that that if you can't help it and there's goyish ladies singing all over, you're still allowed to learn. He says, how could you do it? Because it's only a derabbanan. So Chayarim and Mishnah Berurah both say it's a derabbanan. There are svarim that say it's a deraisa. There's this Nechem, it has a whole list. The Abi Yoimer, of course, has a list of those who say it is a deraisa. They want to either put it into v'nishmarta midavara, that it could come to be maybe here, or they want to put it into loisikrivu. That's what they want to put it into. But pashtus, the ikra din is it's a derabban. Okay? So this is the end of the fourth question. So let's make a sikum ledina over here before we get back to the part of the parsha. The sikum ledina comes out like this: Koil beisha erva ledina is a derabbanan, and it means that a ledina means he's usher to hear a nigun of a isha, a singing of a isha, or to be miskaven to have anah from a koil isha, any koil. If he's doing it dafka for the kavana to hear the koil, it's usher no matter what. When a person is saying shema or a davar shabikdusha, then he may not even hear his own wife singing. But otherwise, he could hear his wife singing, or huadin really a pnuya, that's for sure not anida, which is under the age, doesn't have the iser of kol be'isha erva. That's the halacha part of it. I'll just be mesayim for the halacha part, that I looked in the halicha shleimai, and over there, he said, what's the din with zmiris? Because zmiris, l'chayra, could be a problem even of davrsha b'kedusha, and then even if it would be ishtai, it would be a problem because it's davrsha b'kedusha. So he says it's not a problem because it's not done as Torah. A person is singing zmiris, even if it has psukim in there, he's not doing it for Torah, he's doing it as shevach l'Hashem. So it doesn't have a din of davrsha b'kedusha. So it's totally on the regular rule. If it's ishtay tahoira, she could sing. If it's ishtay nida, then she cannot sing. Then he also has another chiddush. He says, how about bitay? Bitay, lechayra, at first glance, should be an iser because that's erva. That's mamash a case of erva, and you're not allowed to hear an erva sing, period. So he says, no. Just like by yichud, we say there's no iser yichud. The same way, there's no iser to hear the singing. So he says, bitoi, imoi, and achoisoi have no iser to hear them sing. Even achoisoi nesua. That's what he says there. Person's daughter, or mother, or sister, the iser of hearing zemer doesn't apply on those three. Just like we have by Yichud, that doesn't apply, it only goes on the other Erevus. Okay, that's the din, the halakha.
It's only if the woman is singing by herself. If it's a mixed men and women singing smears, I thought many say
I wasn't going to get all the way into that. There is a chasan sefer, they had a havmina to say that, and there is one sefer, Sri De'esh. It's known. He was the one that said it. He was the one that said it. Lamaise, from what I saw, nobody is very happy with him at all. I saw that Tzitz Eliezer says, Einoy Nocha in Klal. The Sri De'esh himself has a tshuva in it that the person said back. And also Rav Shlomo Zalman in that thing said, you can't rely on it. So I didn't see anyone who, what really the Sri De'esh said it was because it was in France. The tshuva was in France. They had boys and girls, which were like half room. And if they're not going to sing Shabbos, they're going to, you know, they can't manage. So he's stuck in that heter with a few other things. And at the end he says, and lemaise eis lasas lashem heferu tayosecha. And even though he says, we don't know when we're allowed to do that, we can't just go around saying eis lasas lashem heferu tayosecha on our own. But lemaise, this is what they've been doing. And whoever the rabbonim, and I'm not going to stop it because I'm scared. If I stop it, that's the end. There's no more Yiddishkeit here. So that's how he wrote the tshuvas. But he threw in there this thing about that if it's a lot of people singing together. That's what I read. I don't know, there might be more as far. I just read that in Tzitz Eliezer, or Shlomo Zalman, Sri De'esh. That's the ones I saw.
Would
Bittul Barayif
apply?
It has to be Einu Nikr to be Bittul Barayif if you don't hear it. Yeah. I'll just tell you one thing, Agav, once I'm on the halacha part, I went myself and I asked Rav Yoshev that I had to go, I mean, that was the Shaila. Somebody invited me in Eretz Yisrael, and I knew the matzav over there that the wife sometimes sings a little along by the Zmirs. Am I allowed to go? So he told me, don't pay attention. And what did he mean? He meant mamish that, I didn't know that at the time. He meant mamish that's the Rabbeinu Yoina. So that Rabbeinu Yoina said, imeinu some leiv, then you could say Shema. So I said, I mean, what do you mean don't pay attention? He said, don't pay attention. Don't worry. That's what he said. That was what he said. But it wasn't a case that the Isha is singing the whole, here and there, you know, throws in a line, sings a line along this. That was the case that I asked him. Myself. Okay, now getting back to the shailas that we started with. The shaila was sai on the parsha, sai on the haftorah. How is it that vatan lohem Miriam, how could Miriam sing in front of the anoshim? And how could Devoira and Barak sing? L'chayra, it's a problem of kol b'isha. Oh, very good. So we're going to mamash get to that. So, like this. As far as Vatoshar Devoira Ubarak, we don't really know if they were really singing it or saying Ashira. So the Gilyoyne Hashas actually wants to claim that they weren't singing. They were just saying it. That's Kufa his answer. They were just saying it. Now, I don't know. It bothers me. Is this a Dabar Poshit that you're allowed to say that we say Vatoshar even when you're not singing? We definitely do find the word shira as a noun when it doesn't mean singing. Like v'onso hashira hazois lefanav leiv, the Torah is called the shira. The Torah is not a niggin. Right? The Torah is called the shir. So that for sure we do have. But when we have, but there they were singing, right? They it says that they had to have good voices in the koilus paisel. That was, excuse me? Hazinu is called the Shira, right? And Lav Davki, you have to sing it. But that's in a noun form. But does it ever say like Vatoshar, they sing, and it means, so he brings his Maramokim, and his Maramokim, if anything, I don't know why he said that his Maramokim is, it says Hashir Yelochem Kleil Hiskadosh Chag. This, the Hallel that you say Leil Pesach is called the Shir. Okay, that's also a noun, but he's using that as a mashal. He says, and there's no maramokim that when you say Hallel Leil Pesach, you're supposed to say it with a song. So the problem is that it says in Shulchan Aruch, Oimroi Bine'ima. And that sounds like it's supposed to be pleasant, not a regular. And the source of that Shulchan Aruch is from the Masechta Soferim. It says, Omer Bina Ima. And I saw in the back of the Binyan Shloima, he says, where do we get that you should say it Bina Ima? Where do we get that from? Where's the source? He says, because it says, Ashir Yelachem, Kilel is Kadosh Chag. So since it says Shir, so you see it has to be Bina Ima. So somebody told me that, no, maybe we could say that Rav Yosef Engel means like this. If you Omer Bina Ima doesn't mean a nigin. It means you should say it with a little bit of like a geshmaka, you know, like not just like flat.
You say like a poem.
Like a poem or something like that. So,
a poem is called a lied. A song.
So it's like that. Like
the word for poem.
Okay, so maybe something like that. So now the only thing is I want to tell you, interesante zach, that it says in the Elif Lamate, in Hilchas Kaddish, and what he's trying to say is like this, that maybe it's not a stira. The Gilyon HaShas is saying that if you say it as a poem, that's not a problem of Kol Be'isha Erva, and you don't have to actually sing it. That would be what so Dvoira, let's say she did it like a poem, but it wasn't like really singing. There is, in the Elif Lamate, a whole schmooze about letting a woman say Kaddish. So in there he writes, I don't want to allow it, because even if they would say it in a monotone, then it wouldn't be a problem of Kol Be'isha Erva, but she's going to start being Besume Kola, and then it's going to end up with a problem of Kol Be'isha Erva. So what does it mean that he's afraid that she's going to sing the Kaddish? L'chaira, it sounds like he holds that even if you like say it Geshmak, I don't know, I'm making a ha'ara from the Elif Lamate about that level, if that's a problem of Kol Be'isha Erva. Yeah, dramatic reading, it sounds like he's already saying it's a problem. Maybe he means because it will go into the what we had before, that the Mishnah Berurah brought, that even any kol, if you're miskaven to have anah from the kol, it's already a problem. So if it's geshmak already, maybe there's a problem. Okay, but anyways, that's his teretz. But that teretz is only going to be able to be used for devoir. But by Miriam, it's a beferisha ritva, very good marmokum. The ritva says a very interesting thing. It says in the pasuk in Kisavai, ve'onisa ve'amarta lifnei Hashem elokecha, that a person is supposed to say that by the bikurim. Says the ritva, makas yud chesam et beis, benigun. You have to say it benigun, kemoi vatan lohem Miriam. So you see that the ritva says beferish, that was with the nigun. So we'll still have the kasha left from Miriam.
I mean, doesn't it say Besupim Mechayelis?
Yes, it does say. They came out Besupim Mechayelis. Now, I will tell you, okay.
That could be by the women.
You mean, that they did separately, maybe. That they did separately. And they, now, there is an unbelievable thing that they have printed me Pia Shmua from the Gra, which is mamish, totally connected to this Ritva. He says that he also says the kasha. Why does it say Vatan Lohem Miriam? So the Gra says, she said to them, Shir Lashem, you sing, because we can't sing. Kol Be'isha Erva. That's what the Gra says. But that's Mamish Farkert entirely from the Ritva. That says it means that they said Be'enik. Okay. So what other answers are there? So,
anyway,
that's it. It was after the Shiva they did. What did she do? No,
sing it again.
So we can, yeah. Sing it again? Oh, why is she? Oh, you mean it's too late? What
is
she singing now for? It already happened.
No, because the first one was Yosher Moshe. Uvnei Yisrael.
Uvnei Yisrael.
And then they joined in, and now they said, don't know how. It's like by Hallel, you say it twice.
She's saying say it again. And why? I mean, the whole thing is it needs a lot of beer. I mean, what happened? They did sing. So what does she have to tell them for? I mean, they're doing it anyways. Right. So, like, what does she have to... Yeah, I don't know.
Don't I find that by the Amorim Tanayim that they had different relationships with men and women at a certain... That they didn't
it wasn't as us, or you mean?
Whatever it was that they didn't...
Yeah, you mean you have like those things that the certain Amoraim said that's Dami Alaiki Kikshura.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that is true. There is a Ritva.
Is it, can you
use that.
In other words, they were doing a mitzvah, so that in their Madriga, we can't apply it to us. but the way that they were.
Well, I think this I didn't see inside, but I heard from Reb Shragi Neuberger that he said that the Arizal Talmud said something like that, but I didn't see it inside, so I don't know what he says exactly. So the first basic L'chaira answer is that the whole Kasha is Loi Kasha Midi, because since we said that the Ikar L'dinah is that the whole thing is a Drabbanon, so how could he ask the whole Kasha? The Drabbanon didn't exist. L'chaira could entirely answer the Kasha with that alone. The only thing is that there are Kamamar Mekoimis that say that things that later the Rabbanan assered, they used to do it even then before. So that's why it's not like 100% solid to say that teretz. However, I have a klal that... Oh, that way around. I see. You mean according to the Taz, that once it says beferish, I hear that's a good... it's true. He says that once... There's a shaila in that. When did the Taz say his rule? If it says in the Torah you should do it, or even if you could do it. But al kapan, if you go that it's even if you could do it, then I hear there would be kasha on the Rabbanon. That's a good way of saying the kasha. So I wanted to just say that there's a klal. There's a difference between after the Rabbanon said this, sir, and how they did it before the Rabbanon made this. The difference is if you say loy plug. Once it's an Isser, the Rabbanon, it's official Isser, you can't say Lopluk. You do say Lopluk. But when it was before, they did it because of the reason. If they had a situation where the reason didn't apply, then they didn't do it because it wasn't the creed, it wasn't the din. It was they did it because of the real reason. But if the real reason didn't apply, then they would do it. Oh, now we have a Gemara that says, there's a whole Gemara in Yud Gimel and Nida. The Gemara says, "Aser lechis ba'oma lehashtin," because it could be maybe lehir. So the Gemara says there, but Ra'ai Rav Yehuda was achas ba'oma vahishtin by the shul of Shof v'Yosef. So the Gemara says that shul was different because the Shechina was shayra on that shul, and since the Shechina was there was emsa de Shechina. The moira from the Shechina made that the person would have no hear. So oy bezoy. By Kriyas Yamsov, it says right in the Pasuk, Zeh Keili, that everybody saw the Shechina. So there was really Emsa the Shechina there, so there really was no Cheshash here. So even though now we might not have that Heter because it's already Loi Plug, Kol Bisha Erva, but then it was only up to the real reason, whenever the real reason didn't apply, then you can make already a Plug. So Mimela, that could be an answer. And the Chidah says a very similar answer, Chiddush, but this is a Chidah. He writes it all over in Bishalach and in the Haftarah in Shoftim and in the Gemara Nida. He writes every place the same thing, that the same answer applied by Dvoira and Barak, because she said Anoichi LaShem Ashira, and she meant that I am a Merkava L'Shechina. That's her. She's Gufa saying I am a Merkava L'Shechina. That's LaShem, and Memela. That's the Heter. That's what the Chidah writes for that.
She's Yisrael too. I mean, how do people not talk to her?
You mean you see that again? Same thing. You see that coil. Right, the Gemara says there was no yichud, but how about if you go to the Be'er Sheva? It's the same kasha here. You have the kasha 100 times, right? You see all over. Okay, so Bekitzer, so far we said one teretz. The teretz is, it's a drabbana. And even if it's, they used to keep the Rabbanon, but if there was a reason why it didn't apply in that case, then they didn't do like plugs yet. Second teretz, the Elif Lamata says, he says that we could go like the Shitas, that it's only usher by Kriyashma. That's what he says. Or Davar Shabikdusha. So the Kasha on him is, there is no such Shita in the world. There's no shita that it's only by Kriyashma. The other way you have shitas that say it's only a general din, but there is no din by Kriyashma. But everybody who says it's by Kriyashma also holds that it's all over because that's the Gemara in Kiddushin. So what shita is he talking about? So l'chayra, the only way that we could like fix it up a little is azoy. Because we have to know a good yediya, which I found out this year. Maybe I should have known this, but I only found out this year. I didn't know Devira and Barak were husband and wife. That was Lapidos is Barak. Where it says Devira Shenavia Aishas Lapidos, that is Barak. It's right there in the Radak. I didn't know that. So Memela Pshat is Azoi. That really, what's the whole problem Bechla? What's everyone so worried about? It says Vatoshar Devira Ubarak Ben Avinoya. It's Ish V'Ishtay. So what's the whole problem? And you're going to say other people heard it? It doesn't say. How do you know other people heard it?
Saying the shir is
Oh, very good. So the only shaila would be if you say that a shir is a davar shebikdusha. And there you're not allowed to hear even ishtay. So then we could use the mate of the elf lamata in the reverse. That according to the Rambam and the Tur that say that there's no iser miyuchad by Kriya Shema, that there is no iser of ishtay by Kriya Shema, so then it's miyush of the kasha. That way around.
Or you can say because they were singing it together.
Oh, you mean if you go with that? That I'll get to in a minute. Yeah, that the terts of the together. Yeah. Oh. The next answer we already said, I already mentioned it, was the Gil Yoinei Hashas. He says that they didn't sing it, they only said it. But we already said that only answers the one of the Voyra, but it won't answer the one of the Shira.
Could those instruments have covered their singing?
You mean that the instruments in Bishalach? Maybe it was loud enough that nobody could hear what they were singing. Ah, maybe. And then finally comes the answer that everyone was talking about, that the Chassan Sofer, wants to be mechadish this chiddush, that since it says, Trei Koli Loi Mishtami, so maybe if it's two people, if it's Devoira and Barak, and L'chayr Hu Adin, if it's two people, like it was a lot of Noshim over there, so we say it's Loi Mishtami, and Memela, maybe there's no din of Kol B'Isha or Erva on that. So obviously it's a very big Chiddush, because that's just talking about the level of Shmias Kol necessary to have the din, to be Yotzei a mitzvah, like, you know, to be Yotzei Halal, or to be Yotzei Shofer, you don't hear one distinct Kol. So Memela, it's called Trei Koli Loi Mishtami. But you do hear a taruvis of all the koilis together. So Yesh Lodun, it's not so poshut that you can shtel that to say that therefore it's mutter, right? The whole thing here is Indian. If it's maybe here, it's not maybe here. So just because it's a taruvis koilis is lav davka going to help you to matter the Yisrael of Kol B'Isha Erva. But he says that Havamin at the end, he's doichid himself. He doesn't like it at the end. But I want to just point out one thing that it wasn't
between two people, listening to two people, he's being one of the two people.
You're talking like by the case of Barak.
Right.
Yeah, oh, well there, right. As far as him himself,
it's his wife,
unless you say that the kasha of Kriya Shema, if you say davar should be kedusha. Yeah, so you mean, what is the din there? You want to know what is the din? That might be even worse. You might, because he is more listening to the other person, his own voice, he doesn't really...
No,
he's listening to himself more. Maybe since he's listening to himself. I see. So that's a bezundere teretz. He's saying, I'll straight call him Mishtami. I just wanted to mention one thing. You see, even then we're still saying it's a problem, you mean. You see that even though you're saying Kriya Shema, we still say it's a problem of Kol B'Isha Erva. If you're saying something different, but if you're saying the same thing, maybe, I hear. Okay, that's a new idea. But I just wanted to mention one thing, that at first I thought there's a Chiddush in the Chassan Sofer, but then I saw that it's true in the Rishayim. I had a Havmina like this. What is the reason behind Trei Koli Loi Mishtami? You see for sure, it doesn't mean that it's impossible to hear two koilos, because the Gemara itself says that it's a davar chaviv. If it's something that you like a lot, you do hear it. Like Megillas Esther and Kiyas Shofer, the Gemara says these things you do hear, even though there's two koilos, you do hear it. So it doesn't mean it's impossible. So I had a svara that the idea, what it means is, obviously it's because you're not so interested, so you don't hear. What does it mean? It means that you start hopping from one to the other. In other words, you can't concentrate on that call. For a minute, you hear that one. For a minute, you hear that one. So the Gemara is saying you can't be yaitzeh anything because you're missing half the words. Here you're listening to that. Then you're listening to that. So you don't hear any full call from beginning to end. So according to that Havana, then it has no shaychus here because the Isser of Kol Bisha Ever doesn't have a shir. It doesn't have that you have to hear this many words. Even if you heard one word of koil, you're already over koil b'isha erva. So then it totally wouldn't help. So I see from the Chasam Sefer that that's not how he understood it. It means that it's a blend and you never ever hear one koil at all. Which afterwards I saw Azay Shteit and Tosis read. The Tosis read in Rosh Hashanah says it's a bilbul ha-koil and you don't hear a clear koil. So that's the...
Is that like Rabbi Yoshev said, you're not really paying attention?
That's not Mason Lev at all. That's even if there's no one else, it's one person. Even if it's just one Isha singing, if you're not Mason Lev, he said that there's no Isser. Here it's a slightly different thing, that since it's a blend of koilos, so you don't really hear that koil or that koil by itself. Okay, so that's the whole shmooze mitchilosoi v'ad seifei. Okay, so now I guess we still have another 2 minutes. So
when it's a dabar chaviv, you do hear it though?
If it's a dabar chaviv, then you concentrate more and then you can hear each coil by itself.
So it's still not like you would see it.
It's just if you're trying for it or not. It's blended enough that if you're not paying attention, you won't really hear a clear coil. Then he has a whole thing. He says, so maybe you'll say that yesh yetzer la'arai, so it's chaviv. He says that himself. So he says, no, but the yitzra derais only comes after you hear. So since you never heard it, you won't get the yitzra derais in the first place. That's what he says. Okay, now I'll just say for 2 minutes, I don't really have time, obviously, to say the shtickle at all, but I'll just say the ikr nekuda. There is a machloikis by iser bias, they're going by a case of bias nida, it's really by all arayis. Is the Isser only by Knisa Uprisha, only when it's a Maisa of Bia, Knisa Uprisha, but Shehiya Ba'alma. Let's say somebody was Bo'ala Ishtay, and then she has Pirsa Nida, right? So there's a din, there's a whole din, a whole Sifin Shulchan Aruch, a whole Sifin Shulchan Aruch about that. So Shehiya Ba'alma, that he doesn't do Knisa and he doesn't do Prisha, just Shehiya Ba'alma. Is that Isser the Raisa of Bias Asuris? So there's a tshuva, a machlekes between the Avnei Nezer and the Chelkes Yoyev about it. The Chelkes Yoyev assumed yes, and the Avnei Nezer said no. So I want to just bring a raya from a Yerushalmi. That's the ikar nekuda of the whole thing. There's a Yerushalmi that says, what do you do? Baal ishtei va'amr loy nitmesi. So it says in the Yerushalmi, he has to wait ad she yomus ha'ever. And then there's no more Yisr Biyah, then he can be Pirish. So the Yerushalmi says, what should he do? Loi Hitzan, that's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Loi Mesa Eivor. Lamaisa, the Eivor wasn't Mace. What should he do now? So the Yerushalmi says, still, Loi Yasa Klum, and he should just wait. Adshe Yomasa Eivor. That's the whole piece of Yerushalmi. So the Badei HaShulchan brings it down, and he says, why should he wait? Why should he wait? So Akta Barei Shulchan, it must be because Takesh Shehiya is not an Isser of Biasa Nida. So therefore he should wait. So he wants to say that Yerushalmi shows that Shehiya Ba'alma is no Isser Biasa Nida. Lefiyani is Daiti, the Raya from the Yerushalmi is Mamash Lehefech. If the din would be that Shehiya Ba'alma is not a Biasa Nida, what was the Boya? What do you mean? What should he do? Loi Mesa Ever, what should he do? What's a Shiloh? Avara. Loi Asa Klum. There's no Isser Bias Nida here. So I think it's a Raya from the Yerushalmi Mamash Farkert that there is an Isser Bias Nida even when he's doing Shehiya. And that's goof of the Shiloh of the Yerushalmi. Maybe if it's Loi Mesa Ever, it should be better to do Prisha. Because if he's going to do Shehiya, it's going to be longer. So the Shiloh said, then why Taka? Why does the Yerushalmi end up saying he should wait? So you see from this Yerushalmi Yisoid that a person, even if he's caught in an Isser, he's not allowed to do a Maiseh of Isser, because doing a Mice of Isser is still forbidden. You're stuck with an Isser, okay. That doesn't give you a heter to do a Mice of Isser. And I have a raya from a tshuva from a Aval Yashiv to the same thing. A person got stuck on Shabbos, and he, let's say he was like on one of these kind of mats that make the light go on. So he walks on the mat. Oh, the lights are on, right? So now the shaila is, what should he do? Should he go off the mat? Then he's going to turn the light off. Or should he just stay on the mat and keep the light on for the whole Shabbos? So Rav Yoshev said, go off the mat, because kibui is only a drabbanon. So mainly you're only doing a drabbanon, so it's you should do it. Mashma, if kibui would be a deraisa, he would tell you to stay on the mat the whole Shabbos. Why? If you stay on that the whole Shabbos, then you're keeping a light on for 24 hours.
Is this keeping the light on?
Why not?
Is this a turning on?
But your weight is keeping it on. It's like mavir. You're keeping the thing together. What? Oh, well, that's totally, you know, in a big machlekes, a lot of Rishonim say that if you start with a maisa, then it's called a maisa the whole time.
Right,
okay, according to this, it's for sure good. Because even if it would be true, but you cannot do a maisa of an aveira. Oh, that's... Okay, see it. Shevamim. I still didn't get around there.
Someone would go on a man, so then he would be stuck there because if he gets off, he would turn it on, and that's a derisa.
Yeah, then he would be stuck. Yeah. Can you really stop?